magnetic schedule. Get yours today at Old Rums Liquor, 906 East 12th. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Next Tech Wireless inside Flint Hills Mall. Black Creek Diesel and Automotive, 3105 West 6th. Or from Jeff Williams, Remax Ec Real Estate, 1201 West 6th. Follow the Royals all season long on 14 KVOE and 96.9 FM. Live and local.
Help wanted. List your job opening on the web and on air. Log on to KVOE.com for the details on this effective and economical way to fill your company's positions. 14 KVOE, 96.9 FM. Live and local. Live and local. This is KVOE News.
KVOE News time is now 8:22. Newsmaker 2 is coming shortly. We'll have that here after our second half of our newscast here today. And we're pleased to be highlighting AmeriCorps Week with Tasia Markowitz, who's the director of Emporia State's AmeriCorps program through the ESU Teachers College, and a couple of AmeriCorps students here with us, Paloma Leva and Nicole Dalton. So, Tasia, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Glad to have you in. Nicole, how are you?
Good. How are you?
So far, so good. How about you, Paloma? How are
you? I'm doing great. How are you?
So far, so good. Well, there's a lot of folks who may be hearing a little bit more about the AmeriCorps program in general terms. I believe that Camp Wood has an AmeriCorps program. Beacon for Hope is starting to have an AmeriCorps partnership. So, Tasia, I will ask you, as director here, how Emporia State got involved and really what the AmeriCorps program is all about.
Absolutely. So excited to share about AmeriCorps. This is our third year at Emporia State having an AmeriCorps program. The first year was our planning year, and this is, again, a federal agency that focuses on national service and volunteerism. And the first year was just planning, and then last year and this year are our operational years. And so what that means is that I recruit college students who are our AmeriCorps members, and we place them at local preschool sites here in Emporia to provide early literacy instruction and one-on-one time.
Awesome. Paloma, how did you get connected to AmeriCorps, and why did you choose AmeriCorps?
So it's actually such a funny story. So my third grade teacher, she reached out to me. It was quite a while since I had talked to her. She said, yeah, I have this program called AmeriCorps, and I really want you to apply because I think you would be the perfect fit for it. So I started looking into it, and I contacted Tasia, and we just kind of got the ball moving. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I really think it's like a blessing in disguise. I love like serving these children. I speak Spanish, so I'm able to assist like the only speaking speakers at the preschool. So yeah, it's such an amazing opportunity.
You mentioned here this is a blessing in disguise for you. So what led you to say that? You know that you opened up the door. So why is this a blessing in disguise for you?
So in my elementary through 12th grade, I was the only like Spanish speaking like individual. Growing up, I was having to learn English, and that was just pretty difficult. And I had no like surroundings of like Spanish individuals, so I just felt like alone, like an isolation, and just kind of like embarrassment of speaking like my native language.
Sure. Okay.
So speaking like Spanish with these kids, it feels like it's kind of like healing for me. Like a part of me is healing because I know how hard it is like learning like another language at such a young age without like that, like an individual speaking like your native language.
Understood. All right, Nicole, your turn. How did you get connected to AmeriCorps, and why did you choose AmeriCorps?
I've kind of been in the education world my whole life. My grandma's a teacher. My whole family's teachers. And in high school, I took all the childcare courses, and I eventually was able to observe at Jones Preschool for an hour each day during a class, and my mom actually knows Tasia, and they reached out to me, and I accepted because I thought it would be a wonderful experience, and I love it. I love serving at Jones, and yeah.
What is it about the program? Before we start talking about really what you guys do and some of the activities that you do, what is it about AmeriCorps that you really enjoy?
I like that you can serve wherever. And I don't know, I just like helping, especially the students and the teachers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, Nicole, what type of things do you guys do in the classroom? What in general terms can you do, and what do you do with the preschools?
So we serve one-on-one with students, working with them with their early literacy skills and, you know, reading books, working with them on skills. And we also help out in classrooms with the teachers, and yeah.
How about you, Paloma? Same type of things that you're doing here?
Yes, same type of thing. So we have like structured lesson plans that we kind of follow. So we read a book with them, and then there's like an activity that we do, and then there's like journal prompts that they have like their own, each journal that they have like their name on them, and then like at the end of the lesson they love stickers, and they do such a great job. And besides that, we give CAP assessments and PASS assessments to see like how their literacy skills are and how we can improve on them. And yes, when we're not doing that, we help out around the classroom. Like whenever, if there's a parent missing or just gone for the day, sick or something, we help the teachers.
Okay. Again, we're talking about AmeriCorps here with Director of the Emporia State AmeriCorps Program, Tasia Markowitz at the ESU Teachers College, and also students Paloma Leva and Nicole Dalton. I want to ask really quickly, first off, Paloma, what year are you? And I'm assuming you're going into elementary education or preschool education?
So currently I'm a sophomore, and I'm wanting to go to either be a school psychologist or speech-language pathologist.
Awesome. How does this help you? How do you see this helping you down the road?
So definitely if I want to go into either there's careers, like I know to be a school psychologist, they do like a lot of assessments for like autism to figure out if kids have certain disabilities that have not been discovered. And for speech, definitely like helping just with their literacy skills.
Okay. How about you, Nicole? Where are you at in your education, and how do you see this helping you out?
I am a freshman at ESU currently, and I want to be a speech-language pathologist. This experience has really helped me become 100% sure that I want to work with kids, especially at this age level. And at some point, if I figure out I don't want to be a speech pathologist, I can always become a preschool teacher.
Okay.
And I know I'll love it.
So you guys have your plans pretty well set.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's outstanding. Tasia, with this, before we wrap things up, sounds like not only are you really pleased with how things are currently going, but it sounds like you're starting the recruitment process for some maybe some students next year, maybe even years down the road to be part of this.
Absolutely. This year we currently have 18 AmeriCorps members serving, and besides the hands-on experience that they receive in the classroom, they also receive training such as CPR, first aid, early literacy training, and they also receive a living allowance and a Siegel Education Award, which is a scholarship. So I think by the time it's over, they end up getting between $4,500 to $6,000.
Outstanding. That's outstanding. So in case... I know probably a lot of students are probably into classes now, but what do people need to do as far as ESU students if they want to be part of the AmeriCorps program through the Teachers College?
Yep, they should just email me or look for me on the ESU website, and that would be great.
Okay.
Starting to recruit for next year.
All right. Sounds good. Well, ladies, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck through the rest of the semester, and also best of luck here to the AmeriCorps program. Thanks again for joining us here today.
Thank you
for having us.
All right. Again, we're joined here by Tasia Markowitz, Paloma Leva, and Nicole Dalton, members of Emporia State's AmeriCorps program. Don't forget that our Newsmaker 2 segment's coming up here next, as we have Josh Graves talking about Abundant Harvest and fundraising specifically. For the latest local information on the air and on the web, stay tuned to KVUE or log on to KVUE.com. From the 24-hour KVUE Newsroom, I'm Chuck Samples.
Thanks, Chuck. Our news brought to you this morning by Emporia State University, hands-on learning that prepares students for successful careers. Discover the possibilities at emporia.edu. Stingers up, ESU. It is 8:30, sunshine and 42 degrees. Good morning.
Hey, Kansas City Royals fans, participate in the KVOE.com Royals All-Star Break Web Contest for a chance to win a great grand prize. Visit KVOE.com and click on the Royals All-Star Break Contest banner. Take your best guess on three All-Star Break questions related to the Royals. The two entries closest to the correct answers win. First place will receive two tickets to two...